tremendous. Just tremendous.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Mark Maron with Mark Riley and Sue Ellicott here on Air America Radio's Morning Sedition. We just talked to David Korn from The Nation magazine, which I used to subscribe to, but they come like every day.
Those magazines, they all do.
There's a lot of pressure, man. If you got The New Yorker coming and The Nation, you got a lot of reading to do. Good luck with that. So now I just wait till they, you know, I get the guilt mail from The Nation, then I go to the website and read what I want to read. I've been playing exclusive wiretap recordings of the Bush-Cheney meeting with the 9/11 panel throughout the day. These are extraordinary tapes that are coming to us from my guy who bootlegs things, my time-traveling ex-acid head portal going through bootleg tape guy. And he has some yet another installation, third installation of the actual Bush-Cheney panel hearings.
Okay, Mr. President, we've placed the vice president in a soundproof booth. At the end of this round, we'll see how many of your answers match his.
You are win a prize selected.
No. Mr. President, what were you doing when you were informed of the World Trade Center attacks?
Well, Senator Curie, I was reading to a grammar school class at the time.
Is it true that even after being told about the second plane, you continued to read to the class?
Well, I wanted to see how the story ended. That George is a curious little critter. I still don't know what happened to him.
All right, then. What kind of threats were you anticipating?
I can't say.
May I remind you, these hearings are confidential, Mr. President. Let me rephrase. Did you have any intelligence at all about the terrorist cells in the United States?
I had no intelligence then, and I have no intelligence now.
Well, I think that's something we can all agree on.
Wow, I think we need. What was he doing? An impression of the past five presidents all at once? It sounded like a little bit of Reagan, a little bit of Clinton, a little bit of Bush, a little bit like, and a little.
Maybe even a touch of Jimmy Carter.
You know, I think their heart was in that piece, but oh man. A note to producer: hire impressionist.
Oh Lord,
what do you got, Riley?
He thought he had. What are you talking about?